So I was married twice. Once was to leave my house. Second time, because I felt my children needed a father. So I married for the wrong reasons. But the thing about me is that I realize my mistakes right away. So my first marriage ended in 2 years. My second marriage ended less than a year. But I've learned and I set them free because they also had an opportunity to be happy somewhere else. And it was up to me to make sure they get that by setting them free. And sometimes, again, we have to see the truth and see it for what it is and let it go. That's what honesty is being. It's all about being honest with yourself. And when I saw the honesty and truthfulness within myself, did I like it? No, I didn't. Because I felt like I wasn't doing the best for me. I was doing the best at the time leaving my house. I was doing the best for my children, but not for me. And I got angry at myself. And then I realized that the truth within me was always there. I just didn't want to see it or accept it. But I'm glad that eventually I did, because I chose to, because I wasn't happy. And I had to realize, why wasn't I happy? And I did. And that's why I had to let go. And it was okay after I went through my own tribulations with me. And I was glad that I set myself free at a very early point of my life. So you see, I also made a mistake in my marriages. And maybe it was easier for me to step aside because I wasn't in love with them. Because I know when you're in love with someone, or you think you're in love with someone, or you are truly in love with someone, no matter what, it's hard to let go. It's completely hard to let go. It's not easy. I've seen it through students that have gone through this. But eventually, in time, they find and they're glad that they allow themselves to see the truth and step away from it. Because they got to realize that it wasn't that they were in love with them, but that they love them. They love them because of what they represented to them. Seeing things that they were not capable of doing, they saw it in their spouse, and they admired that because they couldn't do it. So that to them turned into love. But I've taught them that they can have that. They just have to learn and see so they can give themselves that opportunity and not be afraid to do it. Why should you be afraid? You shouldn't be afraid. But a lot of people are
afraid, no matter what.
Everybody wants to hide. Oh my goodness, and I get it. You know, when I say that I get it, it's not that I've been through that, but I get it because I see it through others and what they go through and how they feel, and I understand it. And it's hard to let go. You know something, it's hard to let go of anything in life. You lose someone to death, that's hard to let go. You lose to someone that's moving way far away, it hurts. Anything that deals with loss, it hurts. I used to hate when my son passed away, that people would say to me, just give it time. And you know something, when you're going through it, that's one thing you don't want to hear. In time, nobody wants to hear that. Because everybody has to go through their feelings and the emotions. They have to. It's very healthy for them to go through it. But people don't understand that neither. They try to stop them. And you can't. As long as the person is not out there to try to kill themselves, then everything and anything else, just let them be. Everybody has a different way of letting out of emotions. And sometimes the way they let out could be scary. As long, again, as they don't hurt anybody. But it is what it is. I remember one time I went to a funeral and her husband, my student's husband, died, and she fell on the floor and crying hysterical, and everybody just wanted to pick her up and tell her to stop, and I intervened and I stood in the middle, I stood on top of her, and I pushed everybody and I said, just let her be. And everybody was like, but look what she's doing. Let her be. All because she got on the ground and she was just crying hysterical. People get scared when they see things like that. But after she cried for so much for a while, she picked herself up, she sat down, and she felt better. When you tell someone that a relationship is over or it's getting a separation, and you tell them that in time things are going to be okay, that's the least thing they want to hear. Or, hey, you're fine, the person that you're meant to be. They don't want to hear that neither. The best that you can do is to say, hey, I'm here for you. Let me know what I can do for you. And let that person go through their emotions and let them cry. Because when they're doing that, they're setting themselves free little by little. And yes, they might cry for 2 weeks. Then that's how they handle it. There are people that stay depressed for about a month or so. That's the way it is. And somebody might say, but that's too long. What's too long? What is too long to feel for someone? Who are anybody to say what is too long? What should a person go through? To what limit? Again, as long as that person is not trying to kill themselves, and that person is fine, believe it or not. As long as that person is not getting high constantly or drinking constantly, then that person is fine. All we can do is be there for them and support them. That's all. No more, no less. But this is why it's important that you get to know who you are, what you are, before you take those steps. Now, does it mean that if I take those steps and I'm ready for this marriage, does it mean that this individual is? You have to find out yourself. Because by taking time to find out about yourself, you have a great idea about the other person. Because you allowed yourself to see the truth. You don't allow yourself to live in an illusion, a fantasy. And you realize if this person needs to work on themselves, you'll see it. But if you haven't worked on yourself and get your act together, then you can't see nobody else's. Can you see their faults, their mistakes? Absolutely. But that's as far as you can see. Can't see no more. I had a student here that got married, and marriage was fine, great. Maybe 5 years or 6 years into the marriage, her husband started to become violent, abusive. And she said, you know, the family that he comes from, never, there's no abuse there, no violence. But he started. And she couldn't understand why. Why all of a sudden he became violent and angry? It turns out that when he was a little kid, his aunt used to lock him in the closet. And he never told anyone. So 5 years already into the marriage, it started to surface because he blocked it. And when it started coming out to the surface, he started to be angry. And instead of taking his anger on his aunt, he took it on his wife. Can you predict those things? Can you see those things happening? No, you can't. No more than you can see if your husband in 10 years, when you tell him the relationship is over, is he capable of killing you or not. No, you can't. And why is that? Because we don't know what we're capable of until something happens. You don't know. One day I was walking in the street, and this woman and her husband was driving, and they got into a car accident. And the woman was with blood, and she couldn't get the husband out. So everybody helped the wife out, sat her down. I stood with her. The policeman came, firemen came. And they would say things, and she just starts laughing and laughing and laughing. And a police officer came to her and say, "Lady, this is not funny. Your husband right now is in danger." And I look at the police officer and I said to him, "She's not laughing to laugh. She's laughing because she's scared. And she doesn't know how to deal with this. That's why she's laughing. And that's the way she deals with it. So before you assume, why don't you ask her if she's okay? And by asking her if she's okay, maybe she'll tell you she's scared. And when she gets scared, she laughs." So you see, everybody responds in a different way. There's people that go into shock that don't say anything. There's people that will cry and have a breakdown. So you don't know how you're going to respond in a situation. there was a couple that the husband came home and saw his wife with another man, and he ended up killing the man. Did he ever thought that he was capable of that? No. Was she? She felt that he was capable of that? No. You don't know what people are capable of. So this is one of the reasons too that we don't know. We're never going to know 100% our partners. But the fact that we get an understanding of this person helps us a lot. And there's people that know that their husband, I mean their spouse, are full of anger, frustration, don't like their family, don't like this. It's one thing to know about these things. But it's another to see anybody in any situation, how they will respond. All this comes in knowing the truth about yourself. When I hear people say, yeah, if this happens to me, that happens, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And when they ask me, what would you do? My answer is, I don't know. I don't know. I can easily probably kneel down and ask for mercy. I can easily wet my pants, cry, go crazy, try something. I don't know. I really don't. I really don't. And that's being honest. Because everybody wants to put a front. Oh no, if it was me, no, I'll take this and I knock that person down, I do this and I do that. That's not what it's about. It's like marriage. You don't know really what's going to happen. But it's good to know the true reason why you're getting married and the responsibility that comes with it, and that you're willing to take that responsibility because you made that choice and you know why you made that choice and you didn't lie about that choice. So honestly, you can't complain because you went in it with everything that you believed within yourself. And someone might say, well, I went into this marriage believing everything. I don't believe that. I don't believe that you took time for yourself. I don't believe that you took time to learn more about yourself. We think we do, but we don't. We lie to ourselves so much. Oh my goodness, so much. We keep running away from life. We keep running away from things because we don't want to face it. We don't want to see the reality of it. Because deep inside, we're still children trying to fulfill that little kid inside of us, making adults' decision. And we're still a child inside because you're getting involved with people for the wrong reasons. Because we think it's the right reasons. We get involved with them because we have abandonment issues, or we don't feel that we're sufficient, or you don't feel you're special, you're pretty, or you're confident, or you have self-esteem. You do it because you're scared and lonely and don't want to end up by yourself. Because you're not supposed to end up by yourself. But who says that? What's wrong being by yourself if you're not if you're not meant to be married or living with someone? There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. As long as that person feels good and is happy with themselves, that's all that matters. But everybody thinks that they have to get married, that they have to live with someone, they have to have children. No one has to. If you choose not to, that is your choice. And if you're going to make that choice, make sure it's the right choice. Don't go making it for the wrong reasons. Because it's told to you. Because you need someone to take care of you. And it's bad to be by yourself as you get older. I met a lot of people that are old and live by themselves. And they have few regrets. They have no regrets that they didn't get married. They have no regrets that they didn't have children. They lived their life the way they wanted to. And there were others that probably got married and never got married again. It is what it is. What's wrong with that? Everybody tries to run, but nobody tries to walk. No one takes the time to get to know themselves because it takes too much work. It just does. And why should I? Why should I go there? Everybody thinks they earn it. It depends on that word, earn. Everybody feels that they're entitled to it. Can't know themselves and they're ready to jump in. Love is so many things. It means a lot of things. Being in love is something that's unique. Everybody can love. But can you be in love? Do you think that what you feel might be in love? I don't think so. Being in that level, there's something special about that. And at the same time, it hurts. But it's a hurt that you continue on because you're in love. And it's not about being weak or being dumb or being foolish. That's not what it's about. But how do I expect anybody to understand that? When they have taken things, the value of things, and thrown in the garbage. There's no value nowadays. Not at all. If a woman gets engaged, she must have the biggest diamond there is. That's not what marriage is about. If a woman gets married, she must be married to a man that has riches. That's not what love, being in love, is about. I must have the biggest, beautiful wedding there is on earth. That's not what being in love is about. I met this person, 2 days later, we're having sex. That's not what being in love is about. It's not about making love. It's about having sex. It's like going online and turning cars one by one. That's what sex is all about. Everyone forgot the meaning of being in love and feeling that shine, that light within yourself. And you can say that doesn't exist, but it does. It does exist. Is that everybody has let go of it. Everybody has invented their own solutions, your fantasies, the illusions of everything. You let it go. and you face this world, this system, and you follow it. Because you think the way they think and what they say and how things are supposed to be, you're supposed to follow it, and you do. You go in it blind. Marriage was a sacred thing and a beautiful thing. It wasn't about who's the boss, who carries the pants, who's what, or who does more than the other. That's not what marriage was about. It's not by being slaves to each other. It was about respect, humbleness, compassion, caring, kindness, and the most important thing, communication. But we live in a corrupted world, and we chose to live in that corrupted world because we chose for it to take everything that we had within ourselves. And many have gotten married for the wrong reasons. And then later on, separation and divorce. There are couples that have stayed because they feel the children need them. Oh my goodness, what an excuse. You stay because you choose to stay. Don't use your children as an excuse. Children are resembling. They are amazing. Children are more powerful than the adults and more wiser than the adults. Because what you do, you lie to your children, staying in a situation you shouldn't. And you're telling them that if that ever happens, if the marriage, bad or good or indifference, you stay. That's not true. When you explain the truth to children, they have a better understanding and they can accept it more. And yes, they might be upset and angry, but they do get away with it. But they do get to understand it as time goes on. Because that's real life. That's realistic. Living a lie, saying I'm living there for my kids. Okay, whatever. And yes, it's hard more than ever for someone to leave their home because they pay the bills and they pay the rent. But they should still have an understanding within each other and with their children. They should show respect to their children by being honest. So they, in life, can be truthful to themselves and to their lives. And not live a lie, because that's what you're teaching them. Nothing is perfect. Though everybody tries to make it perfect, it's not perfect. We can only do the best we can with what we have. But having a relationship, marriage, and thinking that every time you meet someone, that's the one for the rest of your life. Come on, people. We meet people in our time, in our journey, for a purpose and a reason. It doesn't mean all the time that that person is going to be the number one. That person can just be passing through for you to learn some lessons, or them for them to learn lessons. All these relationships that you go through is to prepare you to the person that you are meant to be with. But what is the purpose of you going through all these relationships if you don't allow yourself to learn and grow? You don't allow yourself to see what I didn't like about this guy, what I didn't like about myself, and the way that I behave and I felt. In all these relationships, you have to learn and gain something. That's the purpose. That's why we go through all these things. That's why we lose people we love that pass away. It's messed up. It's horrible. But it's reality. Life comes with pain, anguish, confusion, but it also comes with joy and laughter and love. But we can't run away from both. We have to face it. And when you face it, and you're true to yourself and honest to yourself, then you allow yourself to see the truth. And you're not afraid to see the truth. And who wants to see the truth anyhow? You know, nobody wants to see it. But I do. I've always felt and saw the truth. No matter how much it angered me, no matter how much it upset me, I had to see it for what it was. And accept it. And is it easy? No. But as time goes on, you get to accept it and it doesn't become as hard as it did in the beginning. Because this is part of life. This is realistic. This is it. And you have to be that in a relationship. You got to see things for what they are, not for what you want them to be. It's like I said, you fall in love with people because sometimes you admired them for being who they are because you can't be that person. So that connection happens. And sometimes you meet somebody that you have the same connection. It doesn't mean that this is it. It just means that enjoy while you can for whatever. And if it happens to turn out that this is where you go with your journey to marry, then that's great. But everybody wants to step ahead right away. Instead of letting things happen, take your time. Because whatever is meant will happen. But if you're not prepared and you don't know who you are, then you are going to continuously make mistakes with the same type of person. Different look, but it's going to be the same type of men that you keep attracting yourself to. And men the same to women. Because when you keep attracting the same type of person in your life, that means that you have an issue that you have not yet to see or to fix. When I have women and men that come here and say, every person that I take, they're miserable with their life. And I try to help them. And I say to them, well, if you keep getting involved with people that are miserable, what does that say to you? Do you get what it's trying to say to you? That you're miserable and that's what you're attracting. So isn't it time, if you find yourself miserable, isn't it time for you to start getting your act together? Like really? That's what I say. And I keep saying, you all have solutions. You just choose not to see it. You choose to fall into the pit like everyone else because you follow. Because you think there's no answers for you or a way out. Out of 1,000, 100 might get married for the right reasons. And the rest don't, and that is sad. Because we think in our own world that things are funny, and they're not. Because we forgot to take what matters seriously. If you can go out there and be with someone and 2 or 3 days later sleep with someone. Why? Is that what you're worth? And then you wonder why men or women disrespect each other. Because they show no value within themselves because the system says it's okay to do this. It is okay to do this. And everybody follows. And then you have no right to complain. And don't give me this crap. Well, men do it. Why can't women do it? To me, a woman is always in the high pedestal. She's golden. She's special. She's beautiful. She's strong and courageous. She's more stronger than a man because she can bear a child. How powerful is a woman? But I'm not going to allow myself to lower my standards because a man thinks between his legs and has no brains to think otherwise. Then we're angry because a man doesn't hold the door. I'm sorry, I just don't agree to that. I'll tell you something, and it's getting off the topic for a little bit, but if women's lib would have fight for the right things, women would have been better off. If women would have fought for child care for single mothers, child care for single women. And yes, a woman should get paid the same as a man. But mainly because she's the one that is the breadwinner. She's a single mother. A woman should have longer sick days because she has children. A woman should have a year of maternity because it's nice for her to be with her child for a whole year. That's what a woman's lip should have fought for. I don't have to be in competition with a man. I don't want to be in competition with a man. I have enough being a woman. And that's heavy duty. But I just had to share this little bit inside because it was bothering me. But marriage is not about who wears the pants, who does more than the other, who makes more money than the other. That's not what a marriage is about, neither. A marriage is about compromise, communication, compassion, understanding, kindness, humbleness. That's what marriage is all about. Not what the world tells you. I hear mothers telling children, make sure if you get married to a man that makes money. Like, really? And I hear mothers telling their sons, make sure you get married with a woman that's well educated. Like, really? Is that what love has gone to? Because you can't teach your children how to be independent. How to do what they have to do for themselves that you expect other people to do it for them. And that's why they fall into this marriage rut. I get so upset when society puts a level. When people say, well, she's too poor, so she can't understand the life of a rich person. But the rich person also cannot understand the life of a poor. It doesn't make it be that the poor is not educated. That poor person might be educated more than the rich and always have more than the rich. And you don't get that neither. Everybody's trying to reach and everybody's trying to copy, but no one is trying to really find true happiness and true love within themselves and giving themselves a chance to meet the person. Because they're still in that rotten world of themselves, finding somebody for the wrong reasons, getting married for the wrong reasons, being together for the wrong reasons. And these are the people that stand out. Because you're miserable. Because you choose not to take a chance of changing and growing. Because you're too proud and you allow the ego and the pride to get in the way. And no one is going to teach me anything because I know it. Yeah, you know it so well that that's why you're unhappy with yourself. That's our world, you know it. And do I get annoyed? Yes, I do. And I get annoyed because I've said it before, every human being is a genius. And you use that genius to be dumb because you choose not to open your eyes and see things for what they are. And don't allow the system to tell you what to do, how to get dressed, who to be with and who not to be with. Because that's what they taught the parents and the parents teach the children. You live through the system when you forgot to live through you and forgot the values of a relationship, of marriage, because you think it's cool. It's okay to have an affair because that's fixing your problem instead of confronting your problems and doing something with it and fixing it and having an affair thinking that it makes it better, and it doesn't, it makes it worse. Then you get shocked when your partner turns around and says, get out of my house. And now you want to try. Now you want forgiveness. Keep following the system. Keep following the people. Keep asking people's advice that will take you to where you're not supposed to go. Because you think they know more than you. And if they know more than you, they wouldn't be in their situation of misery either. Because don't ever think that people are not, because you're not living with them in closed doors. Like they say, only the people that live in closed doors knows what goes on, what's the truth. And it's not his or her truth, it's both the truth together at the same time. Marriage. Marriage is a joke. Relationship is a joke. Then people wonder why they get diseases. Then they get shocked when they find out they have AIDS, or they're carrying the HIV, or they have gonorrhea, or they have things, and then they wonder, they're shocked. What fools and idiots are these human beings? Everybody's in a hurry to catch up, and yet no one is going anywhere. I've seen relationships that have gone to the pits because they believed their truth. So if you find yourself continuously finding the same kind of person in different forms, then look in yourself, because there's something that's not right, and you keep attracting these people. And it's easy to blame them, to get mad at them, but in reality you should be mad at yourself for not seeing what you needed to see in the first place. How many of you live in an illusion? So many does. So many do. And everybody again wants to run, but nobody wants to walk and take their time. I don't have time for this. I gotta go out. I gotta get dressed. I gotta look pretty. I gotta go pick up somebody, get drunk, get hot, whatever. So I can get up the next day and say, boy, I had a terrific time. Everybody forgets that as young as you feel today, there's going to be a time where you're going to be older and then old. And what have you accomplished? What have you really done? See, we figure the 20s are all your learning experience. And by the time you get into your 30s, you're already mature and let things out. But I honestly have met people in their 20s that are more mature than those in their 30s. Because because nobody wants to get old. Everybody's afraid to get old. And that's why I'm saying nobody wants to face it. Why should I face old if I'm only 20? It's not about facing old. It's knowing that you're going to get old and accepting it and embracing it. That beauty is not going to last for long. That body is not going to look the same. Unless you marry somebody that's really rich, that can pay to have your face or your body done differently. And be careful that they might not mess it up worse than what it already looks like. Oh, the ignorance of people, the foolishness of people. People get mad because I say it as it is. And you can say, well, who's this woman? Who is she? She's nobody. Who told her what she does is great or what she says is great? You're absolutely right. You can say those things about me. I don't care. Because I know my truth. And I know where I stand. But tell me, where is your truth? And where do you stand? When do you turn around and say, I found my way. I know the journey. But do you? Do you really, really, truly do know? I hear a lot of people saying different things. Things to make people feel good. Things for people to understand the surface. Everybody does. But I don't sugarcoat anything. I got no time to sugarcoat. Everybody tells people what they want to hear. I don't have time for that. And sometimes people get paid to tell you what they want to tell you, what you want to hear. And the good thing about me, since I don't get paid, I can tell you the way it is. And is my way right? Maybe not for you, and that's okay too. But make sure if you're going to go out there and find your way, make sure that they don't charge you. Because these things, these words, this time, this precious moment are free. Because we are here to help each other and guide each other. We're not here to abuse or use. Anybody can do that if you put money on the table. But unfortunately, my journey is not about that. But it's about caring enough for people to help them. That's why nobody's forced to hear my broadcasts. They hear it if they choose to. And that's okay. And I'm content with the people that do. I never said I wanted to reach the world. To reach the world, you need money to do that. You need to be known out there in that world to reach the world. But unfortunately, that's not my journey. My journey is to reach as much as I can reach doing what I do. And having people hearing the things that I say. And that's my journey. And I'm happy with my journey. I don't like the system out there. And there's too much corruption out there. And I don't want to be involved in that. So the fact that I am in a little place where I'm happy and content, and I'm able to spread the words that I spread, whether it's important or not important, but the fact that I'm doing it, that's what makes me proud of who I am and what I am. And the people that take time to hear me, that says a lot. Where there's 10, 20, or 30, I can't ask for more because I'm not selfish. And perhaps I'm not willing to go out there and spend money personally that I don't have, but I wouldn't want that neither. Believe it or not, I have enough in my hands right now. I have more students that I can count for. But I just want to open people's eyes. I want people to wake up. I want people to realize certain things and see certain things. And don't get me wrong, my truth might not be your truth. But that's what I'm trying to teach. I'm trying to teach you your truth. My truth cannot be your truth. Because my life and my journey is different than yours. But everybody should see their truth. Because everybody has the right to see their own truth. That's what part of this journey is all about. Finding out who and what you are. And if I get to do that for few people, then I'm so grateful and humble that I did. You know, people say that you become kind of known when you're dead, which is messed up, but it's the truth. But if that's the case, then I'm glad I'm leaving my words behind. And maybe somebody someday will spread it even more. But remember, you're special. You're worth a lot. You're a genius. And you have answers to yourself. Don't ever think less of yourself. Don't let anybody allow you to think less of yourself. And you know why? Because you should know if you're not sufficient. You should know if you don't have enough confidence. You should know if you don't have enough self-esteem. You should know if you're not worthy. Because if you know these things and you're truthful to these things, then you can help yourself to become better and become stronger and courageous, because you can do it. It's upon you. Your power is there. What you need is there. Always has been, and it'll always continue to be there. What I do to people is just show them the way. That's it. But it's there. All I do is take it out and allow you to notice it, to embrace it. But everything you need, it's already inside of you. It really is. Don't let nobody ever think that they have all the answers for you, because the answers they have is for themselves. You're two different people. Everyone is different. Everyone sees and feels things differently. We might connect in certain things, but that's not enough. We might sympathize, but that's still not enough. So before you get into a relationship, take a chance and get to know about you. And if you are in a relationship and you know that this relationship, it's not healthy for you, but you're scared to let go because of your own fear or being afraid, then say to yourself, why am I punishing myself this way? Because that's what you're doing, you're punishing yourself. And ask yourself why. And when you finish asking yourself why you're punishing yourself, really ask yourself, do I really deserve to be here? Do I really deserve to be here? And the third question is, when do I grow up and take responsibility? Write these questions down. Answer every day, give an answer every day. And then look in the mirror and ask yourself these questions one by one. Every single day. Because there's a chance that you might get your answer. Because you're the one that's going through it. And if you think of going into a relationship, even if you're engaged to be married, ask these same questions to yourself. Everyone deserves to be happy. Happiness comes in different levels. For whatever level you can grab, that'd be awesome. And if every day you can laugh, that'd be awesome. And if every day there's one negativity that comes your way, it's okay to embrace it and let it go. So you see, you have the choice to be miserable or to be happy. That is your choice and that is your will. To find that door. Don't give up on yourself. And don't allow anybody to tell you any different. Remember, you do matter. You are special. You are important. You have a purpose. You're a genius. We are not perfect, and we will never be perfect. But let's be the best that we can within ourselves. Allow yourself to be the person you were meant to be. Who and what you are. Give yourself that freedom. Give yourself that gift. Give yourself that space. Give yourself the knowledge and the wisdom that you need. When you close your eyes at night, ask to be shown the way into the light, so you'll be able to see what is necessary to see. For your dreams tells you your future, your past, your present. For they are messages beyond. You have no idea the messages that everyone receives, giving you